Alright, Friday injury report. Marquise Wilson, foot, did not participate, will be out for the game. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate, doubtful. Bryce Callahan, knee, did not participate, questionable. Eddie Royal, knee, limited, questionable. Zach Miller, rib, limited, questionable. Sam Acho, shoulder, limited, questionable. Tracy Porter, ankle, limited, questionable. Andrell Roll, knee, limited, questionable. And Shay McClellan, ankle, full participation, probable. Any questions?
And what's been the difficulty from your chair in the last month and a half or so of figuring out how much you can squeeze out of Pernell week by week, day by day?
You know, so much of it's injury related. Just monitoring that with, you know, practice time, getting assignment sound, and then carrying over that to games. And so, we just kind of monitor that the best we can, and I think we have.
What has he had to do on days he doesn't practice just to stay up to speed? And
there's a lot of exercises and things they do inside, that hopefully are improving as we move forward. And, you know, we just kind of take it one day at a time.
John, in year one with new players, is it a process for you too, learning which ones your guys can play, you know, versus not practicing most of the week? You know what I mean? Like, to know who's going to...
Yeah, I think, you kind of monitor that as you go through the season. You know, obviously, like any relationship, you know, time, usually you get to know people better. And that works both ways, whether it's players getting to understand our expectations and vice versa.
Have you learned maybe through your experiences with him then that he seems like a guy who would want to play through more injuries than others, and that you'd have to tell him to?
Well, he has a great pain tolerance. But again, as mentioned before, you know, we're in the performance business, and you know, and we have to make those judgments and put our best 46 out there.
Louis Young and Lamar Houston both performed better the second half of the season. Is that more of coming back from those injuries or learning the defense, or what do you think accounts for that?
I really think all of the above. You know, I think, they both, no question, have improved, whether it's a comfort level in their assignments and what we're asking of them, or, a comfort level mentally with the injuries that they experienced a year ago. So, yeah, that's really something you have to ask them.
What did Willie show you last weekend with his production against Staley?
You know, I think his production has moved steadily up. I think when guys are more comfortable, they're not thinking, they're reacting. They're allowed to play fast, and this game's about playing fast.
And confidence, too, for him, the more confident?
I'm sure that has something to do with it. You know, I think, obviously, you gain confidence when good things happen, and, you know, when you can create some good things for your side, I think that breeds confidence.
So have you reached your decision on Kevin Moore yet as to what's going to happen with him?
No, I think I've expressed we have till Tuesday. We just kind of take it a day at a time.
There's a report that says you guys have already decided he's not going to play this year.
There's always a lot of reports, but then there's facts.
Okay. If he goes on IR, though, John, what can he do? If he doesn't make the 53, what can you do with him the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's real simple. If he stays on PUP, he doesn't count on the roster, and he can't practice. If he stays on the roster, he can practice and play. So it's one of those two.
Tough loss last week.
Last one, guys.
Everybody got over it. It seemed like there's
relief. Well, I would hope that by Friday, since then, that we're over it. Yeah.